first episode of Cracker Cast. This is Mr. Cracker, and this podcast will be about all things hacking, from hacking news, just topics in general. It'll hit, you know, basic topics, advanced topics, mediocre topics. It's for everyone. If you're interested in hacking, maybe never don't know anything about it, you might find this interesting. So basically, don't think, you know, this is not for you. This is for everyone. Everyone should be able to enjoy this podcast. I'm planning to split this up into a couple segments. They're not exactly for sure what they're going to be, but I'm thinking about what's new with the website, something, you know, a little bit of updates in the beginning, and then a new section, hacking news, security news, and then a main topic, and then at the end we'll have questions, comments, and you can submit those via email or voicemail, and I'll have the information for that at the end of the podcast. All right, let's get into the news. All right, first up, we have malware writers feeding on Twilight Mania. All right, this is not a new technique. You've seen this happening every time some big event occurs. You know, when Obama got elected, there was hundreds and hundreds of different spams and malware emails about that, because, you know, it's the current topic. People want to read about that, see what's going on. You had it happen when Oprah came out of the closet. That didn't happen yet. I can see why this works. Basically, they send out millions of spam saying something along the lines of, check out hot Edward Cullen wallpaper, and you have a bunch of 12-year-olds clicking on that. Turns out it's probably some EXE with horse porn and attached Trojan. Who would have known? What else we got here? China's military says website had 2.3 million attacks. A website set up by China's defense ministry said it was hit by 2.3 million hacker attacks in its first month of operation, but none of them were successful. Wow, that is a crap load of attacks. Wonder who the majority of those were. Probably unhappy citizens, maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? Maybe North Korea. Who knows? It could be anything. And it looks like China released a press conference. Here it is. It goes something along the lines of, you think this funny? You're not cool. You get no soup for you. You don't hack us. Never mind. It's basically, this is a big thing. And it's getting more and more of a big problem. Cyber warfare. I mean, think about it. Most of our resources are actually, probably all of our resources are controlled via the internet. Think about it. Our water, our electricity, the power grids, the heat, you name it, communication. It's all over the internet. It's controlled via the internet. You could definitely gain access to that if you have the right information, or if you want to, you know, someone sets their mind to it. It's definitely possible. It's a big threat. So the situation when Estonia, I think it was Russia who took him out, basically took down their banks, and their economy was pretty much shut down overnight. It's a big threat. Or when Georgia and China and Russia were in a little battle there. But this is a big threat for the future. But I guess they're doing good with the computer security wise, since they were not penetrated. At least that's what they say. All right, what else we got here? Title: MP calls for Scott who hacked Pentagon to be given job. Hacker Gary McKinnon should be given a job rather than extradited to the United States, as his skills could be put to good use. This is according to MP Keith Vaz, who heads the Home Affairs Select Committee. I disagree. If I remember back to when this whole Gary McKinnon scenario thing happened, when he hacked into the Pentagon, I believe it was, and supposedly looking for UFO information. According to him, he got into there using a freely available Perl script that looked for blank password accounts. And I guess there were a crap load of them. That doesn't require much skill. You know, you open command prompt, script.pl, IP address, enter, bam. You know, a list of all, a bunch of free, open password accounts. Not much skill involved. So, and considering also the fact that he has been probably not been able to use a computer for the past 5, 10 years, however long this has been going on. This has been going on for a pretty long time, probably almost 10 years. So, you know, a lot has changed in that amount of time, and definitely not up to date. And, you know, so I don't think maybe giving him a job is the best idea. But come on, this has been going on for so long. He obviously is not a threat. He's not gonna do it again, obviously. What else you got here? They want to give him like what, 73 years or something like that? It's ridiculous. Just let him go. Man, the legal system. Anyways, what else we got here? Students signing up for computer hacking. This is from the United Kingdom. Kind of late off the bat. This is going on for a little while now. I know here in the United States we have a bunch of college courses and a lot of colleges that support or they actually have ethical hacking courses available and degrees. So you know, not new, but yes, it is the future. There is definitely a demand for computer security specialists, ethical hackers. Great career, in my opinion. I'm getting into it. And yeah, what else we got here? That's pretty much it. Oh, here's another one. Teen gets prison term for attack on Scientology website. Dmitry Guznir, probably a Ruski fella, also ordered to pay $37,500 to Church of Das Didas for DDoS attack in 2008. Yep. I don't know. I'm not gonna comment on this. I have too many bad things to say. And that's pretty much the news for now. There's a lot more news. But I'm not gonna read them all. So if you wanna read up on the news, stay up to date, get notified via email of all the news going on in the hacker world. Go ahead to my to the website mrcracker.com and look on the right hand side for a opt-in box. Put in your email, name, submit, confirm your email, and bam, you'll be getting weekly newsletter with the current news. And that is all for the news for this week. Let's go on to the main topic. All right, so the topic is what is a hacker? Now, when someone mentions a hacker, everyone else automatically assumes he's some kind of criminal. He does criminal activities. He hacks people's Facebooks. It's probably usually the first one. That's what people think when they think hacking. Oh, hack my Facebook, hack someone else's Facebook. No, they think, oh, can you hack bank accounts? Can you just transfer $1 million from like this bank into like Zimbabwe? My bank account there on some alias. No. Oh, can you teach me how to hack so I can make money? Like, what do you mean make money? So I can, you know, make it back a bank account or something? No, come on. That's not what all hacking is about. And it's not. And I mean, it's not their fault. I mean, not exactly. Maybe you can call it ignorance, but not really, because today's media, all that, the only way it portrays hackers is some dude in this little basement with like 40 screens hacking the government or transferring money or from this bank account or doing things like that, just illegal criminal activities. And they kind of perverted the word hacker. So now everyone basically assumes that the word hacker goes along with computer hacking, and doesn't have to be just computer hacking. That's also another thing, and that you know, it's all kind of criminal activity. Also, if you read the news every single day, it's the only hacker news out there is the negative ones, where someone gets caught for doing something like hacking China or Obama's email or Twitter. You know, it's all the same. And if you subscribe to the my newsletter, and you'll get the news updates every single week, you'll see that's the only pretty much the only emails. I mean, updates, news updates for under the hacking category, they're all pretty much negative for the word for the term hacking, at least. But it doesn't have to be. Everyone that hears the word hacking, they fail to realize that hacking isn't just about computer hacking. Hacking is pretty much a lifestyle. It's a mindset, philosophy. I believe his name is Schneier, if that's not how you pronounce it. Well, too bad. But at Schneier.com, I'll link to his article in my show notes. But he, I believe, puts the best, and I recommend. I'll read a couple sentences, but I really recommend you go read this article. It'll be in the show notes because it's a really great read, and it'll open up your mind if you don't really understand this yet, but he wrote, "A hacker is someone who thinks outside the box. It's someone who discards conventional wisdom and does something else instead. It's someone who looks at the edge and wonders what's beyond. It's someone who sees a set of rules and wonders what happens if you don't follow them. A hacker is someone who experiments with the limitations of systems for intellectual curiosity." And he gave this example here. Hackers are as old as curiosity, although the term itself is modern. He wrote, "Galileo was a hacker. Curry was one too. Aristotle, on the other hand, wasn't." And he wrote, "Aristotle had some theoretical proof that women had fewer teeth than men. A hacker would have simply counted his wife's teeth. A good hacker would have counted his wife's teeth without her knowing about it while she was asleep. And a good bad hacker might remove some of them just to prove a point." And that's kind of a neat example. But and he goes ahead and shows an example how some hackers, he knew were in this little group where they tried to get every lock on campus, and they started lock picking and techniques about that, and trade maps with the steam tunnels, so they could basically, it's kind of like a hobby, and they learned the whole area kind of thing. Also, he talked about the phone freaks back in the day. But anyways, why is, when you say the word hacker, why is it automatically, related to computer hacking? Well, like I said, the media. And why has hacking gone to computers? Like, well, and he says here, computer hackers, computers are the perfect playground for hackers. Computers and computer networks are vast treasure troves of secret knowledge. The internet is an immense landscape of undiscovered information. The more you know, the more you can do. And basically, one of the traits of hackers is curiosity. And with all these servers, networks on the internet, with the government computers and all this stuff, it means that there's a lot of information out there that the public doesn't know, and it kind of gets these hackers going, trying to find out, the curiosity, but basically here it explains how hacking is pretty much a lifestyle and a mindset. Like, for example, hackers, let's say you, not a hacker, or someone, your friend, he'll use a computer, and let's say he's using some kind of software, and he's using it the way the developer intended it to be used. Now a hacker comes along, he looks at it, he's like, "Huh, what happens if I do this? What happens if I what if I do this?" And basically, he can end up breaking it and finding ways to break it, and finding ways to use it the way it wasn't intended to be used, and using it in unconventional methods and ways to use it. And basically, that's how hackers thinks. Hackers think. Let's say here's another example of kind of a way they might think. You enter a bank, you look around, and you automatically find loopholes and ways that someone could easily rob that bank. I mean, it's kind of a harsh example, but it's kind of way they think. They automatically find the loopholes and security holes and ways that someone could go about and take advantage of the situation. And let's say, or you're using some old-fashioned ATM machine. You look at it and you realize, this would be really easy to steal money from this thing. And you automatically have like ways in your head playing out the ways that this could be used, and how the person created it kind of messed up in a couple areas, and how they can improve. Basically, they think outside the box. They think of ways to do something that to use systems that basically not, without following the rules, like going around them. Basically, they can see like outside the box. I bet you can understand what I'm saying. And so hackers, I hope you understand, isn't just all about, criminal activity. It's basically a mindset. And it's also not it doesn't have to do with computers. It can be with electronics in general. You taking some watch and making it do something it wasn't supposed to do. I mean, hacking into something else, taking a light bulb and making it into something else, using the same hardware and stuff. It's basically just making things out of things and that you weren't meant to do, and just like looking at things that the developer or the person that created it didn't even think about doing with it, or just like stuff like that. But also, there's another thing. Many people say that hackers that have criminal intent are not really hackers. They're called crackers. And speaking of which, I very much enjoy saltine crackers, especially with cheese. But anyways, I don't really believe in this theory, or this like this thought thingy that, crackers aren't hackers, because hackers that have criminal intent aren't crackers, because the I don't know why. But if you really think about it, in the end, besides the whole different intentions that the two people have. In the end, it's pretty much they have the same process. They're still finding ways to use things and that they the way they were intended to be, to find holes, vulnerabilities in say operating system or software or application that and using it in a way that it wasn't meant to be used and finding holes and stuff like that. And they still in the end they have the same mindset, but they just have the different intentions. So I don't see why they would call them crackers and not say they're not hackers. I believe they're all hackers, but you know, if you want to put them into categories, and sure, why not? But in the end, they still are hackers. Now, if you disagree with me or you have some kind of opinion, feel free to send it in. I'll have the email address and the voicemail set up, and the information at the end of the podcast. But I highly recommend you taking a look at this, and let me know what you think. Oh, check it out. You have a bunch of comments here with different opinions. So you can check those out too. Here's a cool, neat one. This is by Rubik's Master. I knew I was on the path when solving the Rubik's Cube as an 8-year-old. I just broke it apart and put it back together in the current order in the correct order. People said that was cheating. I just thought it was solved. You know, looking at a different way to solve the Rubik's Cube puzzle, kind of neat. But it kind of shows you the thought process. But take a look at it. You know, send in your opinions. Let me know what you think. And that is all for what is a hacker. All right, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to send me an email at comments@mrcracker.com. And I'll also, if I don't have it by the end of this podcast, I'll have it soon, but if you can just go ahead and check on the podcast page, and on the right there might be a voice leave a voicemail feature. So if you want to go ahead and leave a voicemail, I'll play it on the next episode. And you can reach the podcast website at crackercast.com, and or you can just go to mrcracker.com and click on the podcast tab at the top. And that is all for this week. Let me know what you guys think. Any kind of comments, any suggestions at all, any hate mail, much, much appreciated. And that is all. Good day.